You gotta be fucking kidding me. Dude, just take the next one. It's too early for this shit. Nope. You're pushing buttons and everything. I guess you listen to me about as well as you always did, huh? Just stay in that corner then. Far over there in that corner. I guess these are the unhappy consequences of living in the same building. But I'm not trying to make awkward small talk with you. If you see me around, just ignore me. I'm not one of those girls that maintains healthy friendships with my exes, especially not the ones who cheated on me. Yeah, heard it all before. Shut the fuck up. You didn't cheat, it was complicated. I didn't know insert penis in vagina was considered complicated now. Is there a Facebook status for that? So, is she fucking you good? I doubt she can keep up with me, right? Hope it was worth it, because God knows you'll never touch me again. I look good this morning, huh? Got all dolled up for work. There's somebody in the office I've got my eye on. No, it's not Todd. Like, I couldn't do better than Todd. You don't know the guy. Don't worry about it. Not your business anymore. Remember? Huh? What the fuck was that? This whole elevator just lurched. I think it stopped. Are we even on a floor? The whole panel of button is blinking. What's that supposed to mean? Are we stuck? Oh, perfect. Just fucking perfect. This could only happen to me. Stuck in some cheesy meet cute scenario with one in a million odds. Except I'm locked in here with your damn ass, instead of like a handsome Christmas tree farmer or something. So, what does one do in this situation? Should I call 911? Is that warranted? Fuck, I don't know. I'm not the getting stuck in an elevator expert, okay? What's in that little door under the panel there? Is that the red phone that calls Batman or some shit? Oh, it's an intercom. There we go. Push the button and tell somebody what happened. Well, anything? Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working. Wonderful. I knew this fucking building wasn't up to code. Let me Google the number for the cops, I guess. I don't know if this would be like them or fire department or who. Fuck, I barely get service in here. Is this considered non-emergency? Yeah, keep looking at me like I'm stupid. Maybe I'll beat your ass and then we'll get an ambulance out here even faster. Yeah, hello? Can you hear me? I'm stuck in an elevator in the Spring Meadows apartment complex. The whole thing just shuttered and stopped between floors, and now all the buttons are flashing like it's out of service. 1296 Brookdale Avenue. How soon do you think you'll be able to get someone over here? Jesus, that long? Are we, like, in danger? Is the cable gonna snap or something? We're still a couple of floors up. Okay, thanks, I guess. Unless this thing plummets and I'm just go in the ceiling by the time you get here. Then I retract my thanks. They said it could be an hour or more. We're not high priority, I guess. I can't fucking believe this shit. Stuck in a hanging metal cage with my least favorite person in the world. Yeah, fuck you too. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. Mind your manners before I say or do some shit I might regret. I'm just gonna slump down over here on the floor and chill. Don't talk to me. What part of don't talk to me do you not understand? No, you can't have a sip of my water, and it's not even water in this big-ass insulated cup. It's iced coffee. I'm gonna drink it in front of you. I hope you dehydrate over there and shrivel up into a fucking raisin. Oh my god, stop! I don't wanna relitigate our whole relationship again. If you really feel the need to run your mouth, keep it light and breezy. Talk about the weather, or sports, or something. I mean, yeah, I've been avoiding you, obviously. What's there to talk about? You cheated on me. We broke up. Pretty cut and dry. I'm not that eager to dredge up bad memories by sifting through shit with a fine-tooth comb. Oh, fuck off! I thought we were on a break. You in the middle of Friends rewatch or something? I told you to get the fuck out a million times over the course of our relationship. It never meant we were officially broken up. It was just one of my cute and playful quirks. Oh, what do you mean you're not together with her anymore? You put me through all that for nothing? For a fucking one-night stand? That's even worse somehow! For fuck's sake, don't apologize. I already told you, I'm not trying to hear this. Did you sabotage this elevator to get some alone time with me or something? Were you up there chewing through the cable with a hacksaw like Bugs Bunny? Nope. I'm perfectly fine being single. I don't miss you at all. I'm not lying. You think you know my tell, huh? Please, by all means, share. Enlighten me. I never look you in your eyes when I'm lying, huh? Bullshit. Come here then. Lock in right here, and I'll tell you to your fucking face. I mean, well, maybe. I miss you a little. Fuck you! Don't laugh! You think this is funny? You broke my heart and now you're chuckling about it? You didn't think I care that much? What, are you stupid? I mean, yeah, I always acted like I wanted to keep things casual, but that's just how I am, dummy. I was secretly projecting the vibe that I wanted to get serious with you, you know? In a low-key sort of way. All the signs were there. Not my fault you don't understand women. Bro, I let you meet my parents! My parents are embarrassing as shit, remember? You saw it firsthand. You think I would have subjected myself to that if you are just a summer fling? Nah, fuck off. It's too late now. You screwed some other bitch. Go meet her parents. No, I'm not doing that thing where I act pouty and pissed off until you snuggle up and give me attention. You think you know me so fucking well, huh? Arrogant fuck. Whatever. I don't care. Sit where you want. It's a free country. I'm not the elevator police. Oh, you wanna kiss me, huh? No shit. Who doesn't? But no. Nah. You lost your lips privilege. You're demoted to ear only. Maybe neck, if you're good. Now, get in there. You're lucky. I'm such a forgiving soul. Flick that tongue in my ear and tell me how much you missed me. Yes, I know you did. Check out how yummy I look today in this little boss bitch fit. Short skirt, tight blouse. Fucking some other skank when you could have been breaking it off in me every night, stupid ass. God damn, I've missed that tongue. Come here. Lips privilege returned. Ah, fuck. You're gonna have to work to get back in my good graces, you know? Get between my legs. Lie down on your belly. Like the worm that you are. Yes, that's right. Hike that skirt up my thighs. See those little lacy pink panties you like? Do you ever think you'd catch another glimpse of those? Lucky motherfucker. Dive right in there. Apologize to my pussy personally. Yeah. Soak that stiff lace with your tongue and rub it right up against me. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. You know, arguing with you always gets my motor running. Get me out of these panties. You better stick your face so far between my legs that they'll need a crowbar to pry you off. Squeeze my thighs and eat me out in this elevator. They can force those doors open, but they are not gonna be able to separate your hot tongue from my aching clit. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, look at you go. You've been hungry for me, huh? Oh, poor little thing. Deprived of what that pussy. Because of your own dumbass decisions. You're back where you belong now. Make me come. Just like that. I'm just gonna lean back against this wall, bend my knees and spread even wider for you. Feel me threading my fingers in your hair and grinding that little wet slit against your mouth. Make me lose it. Worship me with that tongue until I moan your name. Oh, right there, right there. Oh, more, more. I'm gonna come. Fuck. That's it. Don't stop. Fuck. Damn, I've missed that. Fingering myself just isn't the same, you know? It's so much more fun when you're around. Oh, look at that bulge. Is that dick hard? Poor baby. Take it out. Let me see. Damn, look at that. Rock hard and positively dripping at the tip. You must be all backed up, huh? Life not worth living without me. Can't even find the motivation to jerk off. Stroke it for me. Tell me how much you missed me. Very good. Tell me what you want to do to me. Tell me what you were thinking about every night while you suffered alone in that little apartment of yours. Make it dirty. I know you can get creative. Such a horny boy. Being single doesn't suit you, huh? You need a nice, warm place to park that thick cock every night. I'll make it all better, baby. Lie down on your back. I'm gonna ride you until your eyes roll back in your head. In just a second, your dick will be back inside of me, and all will be right with the world. Keep stroking that cock nice and slow and watch me. First, I'll hike this skirt all the way up to my waist. Then I'll unbutton this blouse about halfway and yank down on the cups of this bra so you get an eyeful. Did you miss these titties, baby? Yeah, of course you did. Get your hand out of the way. That dick is mine now. Let me just straddle you and grind my hot pussy in little circles over the tip. Hold still. I'll take that cock when I'm ready. Oh shit! Are there cameras in elevators? Fuck, I hope there are. I hope some bored security guard is getting the show of his life right now. Let's get him so worked up that he spits out his coffee and sticks his dick through the hole in his donut. Now, when I sink down on this cock, I want you to see how much better my pussy is than whatever little skis you were throwing it a few weeks ago. You better tell me. I mean everything to you, and she meant nothing. And you better punctuate that sentence by fucking me like your life depended on it. Got it? Good. Now get in there. That's right. Buck those hips and make this rickety piece of shit shake. If I'm gonna die in an elevator shaft, I wanna do it with your shaft buried inside me. Make this fucking thing fall and let gravity do the work for you. I'm gonna come when we hit the bottom. Come on. Get that shirt off so I can dig my nails into your chest. Grab these tits and bounce me on that dick like you mean it. Drive me fucking crazy like only you can. When our slow-ass rescuers open the door, I want them to see my titties bouncing and my hair whipping everywhere. Just follow the sound of the screams, boys. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I fucking love it. God, I missed you. That dick especially, but everything else too. Give it to me. Don't ever leave me again. You dense motherfucker. Just do what I tell you and fuck me this good forever. And we'll be the world's happiest couple. Oh my god, yes, yes, hammer me just like that. Are you gonna come? Oh, you fucking better. How long have you been sitting on that nut? Your fat fucking load belongs in this pussy. Fill me up right now. Show me how much you missed me by draining those balls in this greedy little cunt. Yes, 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 more. Squeeze my teeth and shoot every drop inside me. Arch those hips and stick that cock right where it goes. Where it should have been all along. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. Fuck. So fucking good. I'm just clenching and clenching that perfect cock. My pussy's spasming around you like I can't even control it. God. We're fucking soaked. They're gonna think, oh, what a main broken here. Oh my god. That was incredible. I'm so glad this elevator inspector fucking sucks at his job. Maybe he's got the gift of prophecy and knew I'd get banged like a drum if he neglected this hunk of junk. In that case, good looking out, guy. Here, let me adjust a little so I can sink down on top of you and make out. Keep that cock in me. If it slips out, we're broken up again. How much time did that kill? If we're gonna be here for the better part of an hour, we can probably run it back again. What's the best sex position to get rescued in? Yeah, that sounds good. Take a minute to get your head straight, then hit me doggy style facing the doors. I'll welcome our hearers with a big smile on my face and a big cream pie in my pussy.